You know, one of the things that has a lot of people excited about Oncotype DX is the idea of, quote, getting a more accurate ER in HER2. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that methodology is where we're going to be heading, at least in terms of those two markers?
I think so. Maybe not necessarily Oncotype assay only,
right,
because Oncotype assay is just one variation of the methodologies for looking at RNA. Certainly, we are working with Genomics and others to develop the accurate cutoff for ER and HER2 so that those assay values will be reported separately from Oncotype assay, other genes, so that you will have ER value and HER2 value.
How long do you think it'll be before that happens?
Oh, maybe 6 months to a year.
Will that be valid, or will that make sense, for example, for a node-positive tumor?
Yeah, I don't think it really matters.
What about ER-negative? So it's really just a method to do HER2 and ER?
Right, right.
Huh.
Yeah.
You know, for clinicians who are not in the middle of all this, and you see all these genomic things at ASCO, so many different companies and groups. Is there any way to sort out, you know, what's going on right now? Why is genomic health different, if at all, than all these other groups? And sort of where do you think we're going to be in the next 5 years or 10 years with all this?
I think the best way to understand it is looking at Chuck Perrow's paper in New England Journal that published recently that essentially compares the 70 gene assay and the Chuck Perrow intrinsic subtypes versus recurrent score, Oncotype assay versus two gene score from Arcturus, and essentially show that excluding the two gene score, all the others essentially behaved very similarly. And essentially what it is that we are looking at the biology of breast cancer. I think we are looking for two things. One is estrogen receptor signature, strong estrogen receptor pathway, which is not perfectly captured by ER assay that we are using, and the proliferation, which we don't have a good assay for it now. So essentially all these signatures does, including Oncotype assay, my belief is that they are like a boutique assay for ER and proliferation. Now, the difference between these other 70-gene assay or other assays and Oncotype assay is that from a fundamental development philosophy point of view, they wanted to develop a dichotomous assay based on these gene values, whereas we wanted to develop continuous predictor.